Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Roundtable Sports Podcast. This schizophrenic episode of the podcast is brought to you, in fact, by Anchor.fm, the easiest way to get going on a podcast. Subjects of discussion today, the NCAA tournament. Impeccable. Word to describe this one. Earl Roberts, that crazy old nun lady that's really good at coaching basketball, Chicago Loyola, Mrs. Grinch, whatever we named you, the UFC, strides, with knees lifted and with a whole lot of pride, I can say, you know, this layoff's been one of the best layoffs yet. If I get suspended from this job again, then I don't know what's going to happen. To discourse or order the time, I might turn into Jabba the Hutt, which would be awesome. It would be even awesomer if I turned into Jabba the Hutt with two wheels. I can't ride. No. But I can, and I know how to drive, too. So what's the point? We can't get no satisfaction. No. Alright, I'm going to take it easy on you just a little bit now. The intro's off, over with. What's going to happen is not going to be normal. It's not going to be standard operating procedures. And it's going to be insane. I forgot what I was going to tell you guys. Evolution leads me to think I was going to tell you guys something about pussy money weed, but it might be about the fourth option. It might be about the fifth option. The timing just wasn't right. We'll let God get that one back for us. But college basketball's been going great. I couldn't pick one thing wrong with the game last night that John Wooden wouldn't have just went back to the drawing board over two. So we can stop our crying, we can stop our bitching, we can put our fucking bags back how they were, you know, before our departure. But now that we're back, we've got some time. It's going to be closer to the earth, you know? It's going to be a lot closer. But the next time I leave without trying to grab the rim, I don't understand how you guys can do it. You know, I know you guys are aces, but put some respect on it. You know? Put some respect on it. Shohei Ohtani. Over 100 mile per hour fit. It's the mistake as it's happening. Jonathan, fix the mistake as it's happening. It's very simple. Shohei threw a 102 mile per hour fastball, then hit a home run that was at least 15 feet off of the ground that exited the stadium at over 115 miles per hour, roughly. Over. Ripley's, believe it or not, Los Angeles Angels, they might have made history tonight. Indeed. Indeed they might have. They might have. But what we're here to talk about, too, let's cut to the chase. Let's talk about the money. So, Dakota Prescott is the highest paid player in the National Football League. Unofficially. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes has the bigger and better contract. Dak Prescott got his, you know, Paul Blart contract. But when we're talking straight cash, homie, who are we gonna call? We're gonna call Pac-Man. We're gonna go call Pat Mac. We're gonna go call Farnsworth at the Boston bullpen. And he's gonna come beat Tom Brady tomorrow. Oh, but if we did, could you imagine if we did? It a been a filthy fucking bloodbath, I tell you. That's not interference. It's my hysterectomy. My sign. It's time for bed. Time for sleep. Charade's over. Weekend's over. Talking to yourself at 2:11 in the morning. 2:12 now. And why are we moving so far east when we're going dead south? It's because we're not going dead south. It's because we're due for. We're due for. And we're done. That's the podcast. 5 minutes, we done.